All right, welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and welcome to another Discali episode. My name is Oliver, and today I'm going to be running you through another album, another artist, and I actually have an amazing band in today with me to talk about their latest EP called Side Effects. But before we do get into the show, I want to acknowledge that CITR is broadcasted and located on the unceded traditional and ancestral territories of the Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. It is April 5th. Good morning, everyone. It is 11 in the morning. But like I mentioned, today I have an amazing band with me today to talk about their latest EP that came out in early of this year in January. I have House Parties in with me. Hi, everyone. Welcome. Good morning.
Hello. Hey, what's up?
Hi.
How are you guys doing? So today we're going to switch up a little bit how the show works. We're going to be first talking about the artist that I have for today, and then later we'll be talking about the album that we're going to go through. So yeah, like I mentioned, we have House Parties in today, and we're just going to be talking about Side Effects. It's an EP that came out on January 19th of 2024, and this band is under the genre of pop punk and alternative rock. I feel like I should let you guys introduce yourselves and what you guys each play in the band. Maybe cool. Start over here.
I'm Spencer. I play guitar.
I'm Chaney. I sing.
I'm Wesley, and I play the drums.
Awesome. Yeah, we're just going to be moving around a little bit with the mics because we do have only two mics, but three members part of the band. So if you hear that a little bit, yeah, it's just going to be some moving around. But all right, you guys. So how did you guys get started? How did you guys meet? I feel like that's always a...
Well, Spencer and I used to be in another band together. And it didn't work out, so we kind of just stayed friends, and we wanted to eventually just do a band. In the midst of COVID, we said, why not? So we started it, and then eventually we had to look for real... We were mostly, like, writing at that time, and then eventually, you know, we had to look for, like, real members. Mm-hmm. So we came across Wes and then Haley, who's not with us right now. She had a baby. And the rest is history.
Here we are.
That's awesome. So yeah, you guys are based out of Dallas, Texas?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, that's really cool to have like a band come in from the States, which is awesome. So Spencer, you play the guitar.
Yes.
Chaney, you're on vocals.
Yes.
And then Wes, you're on the drums. Awesome. So it is a band of three. You guys are under the label Equal Vision Records. Is that like a recent change? Did you guys just get signed or...
We got signed around, well, we got signed around May of last year, but as far as the internet is concerned, we announced it like way later.
Okay, yeah.
So I wouldn't say recent, but recent enough for the internet to know.
Yeah, I guess that's fair. But you guys are under pop punk and then alternative rock. Is that just something you guys like grew up with, or is that... just where you guys found that you guys were able to bleed in with most of your artistic styles?
I mean, I grew up a lot on classic rock and then became a rebellious teenager when I got to high school and was listening to metal and punk stuff. And then just discovered pop punk when I was, I think, 15 or 16. And that it stuck with me for a while.
Yeah. So like maybe when did you get into the guitar?
Oh, my dad bought me a guitar when I was 7. Oh. And I am 25.
Oh, okay, awesome.
So it's been quite a long time.
You've been stirring the strings for a long time.
Very, very long time.
Yeah, how about you, Chaney?
Kind of the same. My dad, I was always around, you know, I didn't really listen to like a lot of music, but I always heard like classic rock. Mm-hmm. So grew up on that. And then in middle school, I kind of just into like the radio, like generic pop music. And then my friend at the time, she introduced me to like Paramore, you know, Hey Monday, My Chemical Romance. And I was, you know, that day changed my life. And here I am. I started singing when I was, I was singing before kindergarten, but I joined choir in kindergarten. Mm-hmm. I did it through like my junior year of sophomore year of high school. Yeah, sophomore. Yeah, I didn't like choir very much, but it teaches you a lot of technique. But I knew kind of what I wanted to do, and I was like, I don't need choir anymore. So I just taught myself to sing.
Yeah,
out of that,
I feel like because also when it comes to like punk music, there's like a lot of like vocal strain that comes into when it comes to singing. Mm-hmm. So I feel like having that technique in like your back pocket is really good to make sure you're not.
Yeah,
killing
you
your
wanna,
mice.
You want to learn how to use your diaphragm and have good breath control. But once you have those two things down, you can basically kind of just sing however you want to and play around with it. You just need the technique, like at the core.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you're going to hurt something, you're gonna strain something. Not good.
Not too good. Yeah, no. We'll listen to the amazing vocals later in the when we play the EP a little bit. But how about you, Wesley? When did you get into it? When did you get started into drums?
So my mom did drumline when she was in high school. Mm-hmm. So I was always kind of interested in it. And then like middle school, I joined and just kept through it all the way up until I graduated and pretty much knew that I wanted to be in music when I was done with high school. And then at the time, I was really just waiting for a band, like the right band, to actually try to do that with. And I found them, and they happened to do pop punk, which is something that I grew up on. So
right. It
just seemed like a perfect fit.
Wow, that's perfect then. So your latest EP, like I said, Side Effects, came out. What was like the main inspiration behind that? What did anyone get like an idea, or were you guys like put it out?
I mean, it's a little bit all over the place. I'm sure if you've heard it, there's quite a few different styles that go into it. And that's what we've been trying to do. Our biggest thing is that we wanted it to feel very nostalgic.
Mm.
Like it feels like you're listening to something from 2005.
And
you know?
I'd love it.
And, yeah. And we have heard a lot of that people hear it and like, oh, it sounds like I'm at Warped Tour again.
Right.
And that definitely was the goal. So it kind of hits all of the different styles of that era. There's the poppier stuff, there's the jumpy stuff, there's the angry stuff, and then there's the sad stuff.
Right.
So
yeah,
I obviously I listened to this when I was like in middle school, so that was around like right after 2010. But I listened to a lot of like We Are the In Crowd, Hey Monday, Forever the Sickest Kids, like some would call it like the neon pop punk era. I think that's what people called that specific. But that was like one of my favorite like bands to listen to, or like genres to listen to back then. So I was like, I really want to do that. Like I started listening to Paramore around the Riot era. So very much that kind of era of the alternative. So, and then we wrote with Derek from State Jams, and I told him that. I said, I like very influenced by these bands. And I think that's very much what Brain Dead is. With the Woes.
Sure, for sure.
Yeah, it's very much what Brain Dead was.
Having Woes and crowd vocals is very
2000s. You gotta have crowd vocals. If you don't have crowd vocals, what are you doing?
Awesome. Well, I think that's a perfect segue to actually get us into Brain Dead and let the audience, you know, dabble a little bit in what your music is and kind of get a little bit of an introduction. So, yeah, I'm just going to play Brain Dead, and then we'll talk about it later and see like what we find out of it. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Side Effects, Brain Dead by House Parties. We'll be right back. Awesome. We are back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that was Brain Dead by House Parties. I personally, off of the EP, that is my favorite song. And I was actually just telling the band that one of the reasons why I love it so much is because of the key change right near the end, where, I mean, yeah, everything changes. Vocals go higher. I feel like everyone's just going crazy. But sorry, you were explaining to me a little bit about like the informed decision on making that key change.
Yeah, so I, just as a personal thing, I love key changes in songs. I remember hearing, I think the one that that really stuck with me the most was the key change of Welcome to the Black Parade by My Chemical Romance. The first time I heard that, I was like, oh, that is the coolest thing that I've ever heard in music. And basically every project that I have ever worked on since I started writing and releasing music, I've tried to put a key change in at least one song. That's kind of my signature thing now. In the studio, we were working on it, and the way that I originally wrote it, it was kind of sloppy. It barely made it into the key change and didn't quite sound right, but I knew that I wanted it there. And then Derek helped us figure out the exact way to make that fit.
Right. Yeah, I mean, like, I feel like a key change for, if we kind of say, like, the general public, when they're just, like, listening to music, I feel like that's when they know, like, it's getting even more hype, it's getting more energetic, it's getting more fun. But for me, it's just like, it's just a little bit different. I kind of just get like this whole like kind of chill in my body when I'm just like, oh, like that really just hits perfectly. And I mean, your vocals start going up higher. Yeah. And how was it like recording that part?
Oh, it was really fun. That wasn't even the song that I struggled the most on, but that one was really fun because it was the first one that we did. I can't even remember recording vocals for that one in the booth.
I thought that was the second one. I thought we started with Get a Grip, and it turned out to be flip-flopped on
No, because I ended up putting on the EP order, the order of how we did it. Yeah, I know. I remember. no, recording vocals for these were fun. Most of my memory of Brain Dead recording vocals for it is when we were all in the other part, like where we were in Seth's studio where you record drums mostly, and we were all went in there and did like crowd vocals for it. That was really fun. If you listen closely, you can hear Derek in a lot of those vocals.
He was the loudest person in that
room
for sure.
He was very loud, and we're like, whoa.
Oh, that's awesome. And Wes, I wanted to actually ask you, the drums in that song, there's like a part where there's like these like weird breaks where Shani, you go crazy on the vocals and then you start kind of incrementing on the drums and everything. How was it like, you know, maybe recording that part, and like when it comes to recording drums, how exactly does that process work? Because I feel like there's a lot that has to go into it. Because are you guys all recording at the same time, or is it like separate? Yeah, it's separate, right?
Separate.
Yeah.
This is a good question, because we did not record the drums for that. Those are programmed drums.
Oh, okay.
Yes. The way we started it with all the demos is me and Spencer would start and kind of go back and forth.
Okay.
Depending on who started the song. And we'll just start editing, changing parts and stuff like that. And then we got to the studio. And that pretty much just continues as the song develops. Mm-hmm. And Seth and Derek will help us write parts until we really have it locked in. But that helps because we don't have to like commit to the part. There were a lot of times where the songs were still changing
right
as we were recording them, so we were able to kind of update the drums with it as that went, so that was nice. But the goal for the next project is to actually have recorded live drums. That'll be a different experience that time.
Yeah, I was gonna say, because also when it comes to playing the drums live, is it like a different process? I mean, you probably have it nailed down already. When it comes to like what you guys thought of in the studio and then what you guys execute live.
A little bit, yeah. I like to always improvise a little bit live and just change it up a little bit. But for the first EP, they did it together. Mm-hmm. And then I joined the band after it was already done. So for our very first EP, I already had to learn the songs and kind of make them my own. So by the time we got to the second one, having helped actually craft the songs, we were kind of already in that element of like, I pretty much already knew how it was going to go live.
Right.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, I do want to move down the track list and start listening to more music because it's been just such a vibe. Get a Grip, which is apparently the only one that's explicit on the EP.
Yes. We do have...
There's a clean version.
There's a clean version. We don't know where it went.
Yeah, I don't know if it ever ended up on the distribution.
We recorded it.
There is a clean version somewhere.
somewhere. It's fine as long as we give a little warning to the viewers. If you guys are a bit sensitive when it comes to explicit content, we will be playing Get a Grip right now by House Parties. So you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Get a Grip.
MRG Live presents Shred Kelly at the Biltmore Cabaret on March 29th, 2024, with special guest Hyenas. Hailing from the Canadian Rockies, Shred Kelly is a powerhouse band that seamlessly blends elements of alternative, folk, and rock, making them a mainstay in the Canadian music scene. With a reputation for dynamic live performances, you won't want to miss their Blurry Vision album release tour. Check out Shred Kelly at the Biltmore Cabaret on March 29th, 2024. Tickets are on sale now at admitone.com.
TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities. They are doing this by developing gender-affirming client-centered models of service, ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available, and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support. Check out phsa.ca To learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for trans members of our community.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that was Get a Grip by House Parties. Love that song. It's definitely, I definitely like the break where there's a little bit of like a slower progression to the song. It kind of like gives us a bit of a different outlook on your guys' genre. But I was actually going to ask you, Shaney, when it comes to writing, maybe just writing in general, but you can apply it to the song as well. Do you kind of see, or do you picture more when it comes to like expressing what you want to express into the lyrics? Do you find yourself inspired more by like the smaller details or like the bigger picture that you want to?
So I have like a bigger picture because I'm like, if I'm writing a song, I'll be like, what's the main like overall message? Mm-hmm. What's the theme of it? But what I love is once I get that theme and then I start focusing on the smaller details of it. Because I've always liked songs that have like lines and lyrics that just stick out.
Right.
I feel like sometimes if a lyric is like too basic, I'm just like, it doesn't really, unless it has a fire melody, then I don't really care. But you know, if it has like something that's too basic, I'm just like, I feel like I couldn't really connect to it as much because I feel like just, we've all heard it before. So sometimes I'll just focus on like, you know, what do I want to say in the chorus? Let me have like a main message and like do like some small metaphors or it just kind of, I think of it like a puzzle most of the time. And I'll be like, okay, I've got a verse, but I don't have a chorus yet. But, you know, I'll get there when I get there.
So usually would you say that like the lyrics come before the melody?
Sometimes. Most of the time I will get lyrics in my head that have like a melody. But if the melody is not that good, I just don't use it. Mm-hmm. But I'll think of like lyrics and I'll just start writing them down. But sometimes I'll like come up with the melody first and I go, oh, God, I have to make lyrics right now to fit that. And sometimes it's harder because I feel like with me, I get like lines that just kind of pop into my head and I can go from there. But if it's just a melody, I'm like, oh, God, I don't have, this doesn't go to anything. I don't have a theme. I don't have whatever. So it kind of just, it's harder to be like, I have to make something up or if it fits to something later on.
So when it came to like Get a Grip, where did you find yourself kind of with that song?
The overall, I think that was definitely lyrics first.
Mm.
I can't remember. It was so long ago. that was 2022.
Really?
Yeah, I wrote that in 2022.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
And for that one, it's mostly just about like your negative thoughts that like try to like force you to see like different, like your thoughts are like, you're not good enough. You're not pretty enough. You're a burden on everybody. But like sometimes you have to be like, that's not true. I'm going to get a grip. Yeah, that's not true. So it's kind of like, The song is like from the point of view of like the bad thoughts.
Oh, okay, got you.
Yeah, but
it's like a very, would you say like a very like internalized song? Like this is coming from.
Yes, that's my brain.
Yeah, that's great. But yeah, I mean, let's keep moving down the track list. I want to make sure I get the entire EP before we do wrap up with the interview. Midlife Crisis. Any first thoughts on that song? Anything you want to like introduce about that song?
It's a banger.
It's awesome.
It's a banger.
It rocks.
Yeah.
It's really hard to pick a favorite, but honestly, that's like my favorite, like at least to play, because it's just so like angry and it's just a banger. It's
playing it helps get the zoomies out.
Would you say this is like the most punk song out of the entire EP?
Yes.
For sure. Yeah. All right. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is House Parties with Midlife Crisis.
Now it's
All right, welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that was Midlife Crisis by House Parties. Clearly the most raw energy scream of the entire EP. I wanted to bring up first, like, when you say midlife crisis, there's a bunch of layering of, like, vocals and screams.
Oh, yeah.
Is that, like, you going crazy layering, or is that just, like...
That's another song that we did a bunch of crowd vocals in.
Right.
But I think it just kind of symbolizes that, like, it's a midlife crisis. Like, we're fed up. So
right.
You want to, like, just scream it. During, like, when I sing it live, I'll shout it. I'll be like, midlife crisis.
Yeah, I yell real loud on that one.
It's a fun one. That's a fun one to do.
Are you guys all hooked up on mics for that?
Just two of us.
Just two of you guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're just screaming it out.
You want to sing it in the talkback?
Yeah, just for us to hear.
Yeah, that's awesome. I also... There was, like, this one part, which I was just talking to you about, Spencer, where it's just, like, the guitar goes crazy, and you're just kind of on your own with Wes in the background, just kind of backing up, and then a little bit of vocal. I was going to ask, is, like, yeah, like, what you said with the guitar and kind of getting into the crowd and getting the crowd going.
Yeah, I've done it a couple times. It depends on the show. Every now and then, if we have a crazy crowd, I won't jump down there because I have gotten hit in the head before, and... It's not necessarily the safest thing for me to be doing while I'm playing. It's the last song, so it's fine. But if there are times where it doesn't seem like the crowd is as into it, I'll jump out there. I'll start jumping around, moving around like crazy, try to bring the energy up because that's a minute left in the set anyway.
Right.
So
yeah, no, fair enough. But would you say that this is like your favorite song to perform? Because of like the crazy
of,
yeah, this is my favorite
of what we do. Of what we play now. Yes, this is my favorite.
Yeah, your favorite
song. It's
just
so aggressive, and I think for me, it's like when you have a lot of anger just built up, it's like the perfect way to just get it all out. It's just to be aggressive with it, and people in the audience just eats it up. They love
yeah.
it. So it's perfect.
It's very easy to at least sing along the midlife crisis part because it comes over and over again the exact same way,
mm-hmm.
and most of the time. By the first chorus, I'll see a few people shouting it. But by the end, it's like everyone's like, midlife crisis.
Right.
It's so fun.
Yeah. So would you say like the crowd, how can I put this? The crowd kind of like, there's various songs that you guys obviously play in your set.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to them kind of like deciding on like what is a song that they feel very much can attract their energy and attract their attention. Is this the one where you would say most of the crowd comes together and it kind of just becomes like the end conclusion of the concert?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
They usually pretty much get into it from the first song though because mm-hmm. we do our song Cautious that was before this EP that really kind of put us out there.
Mm-hmm.
People usually get into that. And then I think Tiny Rooms is the other one where they're like, okay.
Yeah, because by Tiny Rooms we start jumping a lot.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's, yeah, awesome. Well, we are coming to the end of the interview today with House Parties. If you were unaware, House Parties is playing tonight at The Wise. They're having a concert, so if you don't have tickets, definitely make sure to grab some tickets. I will be posting later on my socials with the link if you guys don't, but if you guys want to find the link, it's under, just go to House Parties under their website. If not, just search up The Wise and it should be there for tonight. Well, one final question for you guys that I always ask everyone, but if you had a song that you would introduce to someone to be like, this is my music, this is what I do, what song would it be?
Oh God, that's hard. You go first. I don't want to go first.
I would say either Get a Grip or Midlife.
All right, maybe I'll get one from each. Midlife or Get a Grip?
Does it have to be from this EP?
No.
Oh God. I would have to say Cautious. I wanted to say Brain Dead, but Cautious. Did I take your answer?
No. Mine is Midlife.
Midlife?
Yeah, for sure.
I think that means Midlife might win that one.
It might be a bit of a win. But honestly, like I'm pretty sure I might play out the show today with Cautious. Just to
nice.
Kind
awesome.
Of introduce
great.
It today.
That'd be great.
Yeah, that's a good song.
But to finish up the EP and kind of lead on to the rest of the show, we are going to be playing Waterworks and I'll talk about it a little bit after. But thanks so much, guys, for all coming in. It was honestly a pleasure
to
talk to you guys.
This is awesome. This is cool.
I wish you guys the best of luck tonight. I hope the crowd goes crazy.
Thank you.
And I know you guys are only in Vancouver for the day, but definitely enjoy the sunny weather and the crazy vibes that is Vancouver. But you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Waterworks by House Parties.
Thank you.
All right, welcome back. You listen to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and we are back. That was Cautious by House Parties. It was Waterworks before, and then we just played Cautious for a little bit. That was the song that Shaney was mentioning that she loves to play, which is right second from Midlife Crisis. But we are moving on to the second part from the Scully. We just did a little bit of a little flip today with the layout of the show. We will be talking now about an artist that I feel like we all know and love, Miss Avril Lavigne. So if you didn't know, Avril Lavigne is Canadian. She's from Ontario. She was born in 1984, right? I'm reading that right? Yes, 39 years old. And she was what you can call the pop punk princess of the early 2000s. And I think she continues to be. For those who live in Vancouver, she actually came, what was it, last year, 2 years ago? I can't even remember. I think I want to say 2022 because it feels like it was last year, but I want to say it was 2022. And it was actually my first ever concert that I had bought a ticket for. She came back in May of, I want to say 2022. And it was during her Bite Me Canadian tour. And she actually played here at UBC at the Doug Mitchell Thunderbird Arena. And it was maybe one of the best times I've had. I didn't exactly know what to expect going into it because Avril Lavigne was definitely the name in music, Canadian music, during the early 2000s. And she still had it. She still got it. She absolutely went crazy. At the time, I think she opened with Grandson and Modson. And they were also great supporting acts. And Avril Lavigne is actually coming back to Vancouver for her greatest hits tour. And again, May of 2024, coming up in actually next month. And if you don't have your tickets, definitely get tickets, because I do have tickets as well to go see Avril Lavigne again, because she absolutely killed it. Avril Lavigne is best known for her hit singles Complicated. I feel like everybody knows that song. Skater Boy, maybe one of the best songs to get the energy going, as well as Girlfriend. I feel like everyone kind of has that. Maybe not everyone, but especially me, or from like my generation, we all have that like vague memory of dancing to Girlfriend on Just Dance 2013, 2014. I can't remember. But it was, I love those songs. But today we'll be talking about Love Sucks, which is Avril Lavigne's latest album that came out in 2022. So actually it was her tour in 2022. I'm not confused with that. But yeah, so basically I'm going to talk about a little bit about the vinyl pressing, the album itself, how many tracks it has, and then we're going to play a little bit about Avril before we actually go into the end of the show. A bit of a switcheroo today. But Love Sucks came out in 2022. It's under alternative, but there is like pop punk and then also alternative rock. It consists of 12 songs, and it lasts for a total of like 30 minutes. And the album cover is Avril Lavigne on the floor wearing maybe the biggest platforms, like platform shoes possible, like heels. She's holding a bunch of black balloons, and she's in an all red background, and she's just sitting there looking up into the distance. But I wanted actually to start it off by playing one of my favorite songs off of the album. It's called Boys Lie, and it's featuring Machine Gun Kelly. And I love the drums on this song, as well as Avril Lavigne's vocals. And I feel like, instead of explaining it to you guys, I will just play it. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Boys Lie by Avril Lavigne. Try to write your name.
Doxa Documentary Film Festival returns May 2nd to 12th, 2024. Audiences of all ages are invited to 10 days of curiosity and critical thought in film. For 22 years, Doxa continues to present both short and feature films from across Canada and the globe, representing some of the best in documentary cinema. This year, Doxa is once again returning to local theaters in Vancouver and will feature live discussions, workshops, and other industry networking events with filmmakers. Visit doxafestival.ca for tickets, and we hope to see you there.
Listening pleasure, please join me, Marguerite, Sundays at 9 a.m. for Classical Chaos, classical music from around the world, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. We'll see you then.
All right. Like she said, welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And that was Boys Lie by Avril Lavigne featuring Machine Gun Kelly. I absolutely love that song. The drums behind it, like I'm pretty sure it's Travis Barker going crazy on the drums. But the drums behind it are just so much fun. There's a lot of like pauses in the music where he basically like goes crazy. And then he takes some breaks. And also sometimes he's on the offbeat. Which just really wraps up the song quite nicely. I personally am not really into Machine Gun Kelly's music. I don't find myself really into that like crazy like hard rock. But he absolutely killed it on the song, and it really got me to listen to his like newer stuff. But I think Avril Lavigne did a great choice in getting MGK onto the song to get a bit of a feature in. Also, like especially since the song is about boys lying. I think it's cool to have like these two perspectives of like the girl singing, the guy singing Boys Lie, and then saying girls lie too. So both kind of just saying that, like, you know, boys and girls are both kind of chaotic. And at the end of the day, everyone's just lying, I guess. But to talk about the vinyl pressing a little bit about Love Sucks. So Love Sucks came in a couple different vinyl pressings, which is always fun. I've been wanting to get... I don't know which one I want to get. I feel like red would go well because the album cover is red. So like red on red. But there's four different types of pressings. There's the black, which is like the standard black pressing. There's the red translucent, which I'm pretty sure might be an urban exclusive. Then there's the clear, which I want to say maybe the clear might have been the urban. But one of them is the indie exclusive. And then there's an orange, unless the orange is the indie. I don't know. But there's four different colors. There's a red, there's a clear, there's an orange, and then there's the standard black. I actually might decide to end up going with the red because I feel like the red would go very, very nice. But anyway, moving down a little bit, I want to play the title track off of this wonderful album, Love Sucks. Love Sucks, the song, is a bit on, like, I don't want to say, like, the slower side. But, like, when we hear Boys Lie, obviously, like, the tempo is a lot quicker. Because we have, like, the guitar going crazy with MGK, and then Avril Lavigne obviously going a lot faster with her vocals. But I think I want to say that the melody is a little bit more tame. I'll let you guys listen to it, and then we'll talk about it a bit after. So you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Love Sucks by Avril Lavigne. Welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that was Love Sucks by Avril Lavigne. I want to clarify what I meant by tame, because I later realized that it might have been a little bit hard to understand since this song is, I mean, still crazy. It's pop punk. But what I meant by tame is, like, the melody is a lot more consistent. The melody is consistent, the refrain and the chorus, as well as the drums, it's a lot more, I don't want to say less complex, because obviously, like, I could never do that myself, but it's a lot easier to listen to the ear. I feel like, and I was actually going to say, and that's kind of why the vibe of the song is very, I want to say, like, in your bedroom. I feel like the aesthetic that I'm thinking of is, like, early 2000s, like, girl bedroom. Like you're in your bedroom, you know, you're, like, kind of, like, partying with your kind of friends, and then, like, everyone's got kind of, like, you know, having a party, and a bit of the end credit scene of a movie. I feel like I think of 13 Going 30 or even Freaky Friday. I think Freaky Friday is the movie that I think of with that song. Because, I mean, obviously the song's about, like, love sucking and, like, you know, falling in love and then not wanting to be in love and then, like, falling for the wrong person, maybe not falling for the right person. But I honestly love Love Sucks because of that exact, like, teenage angst that is, like, embedded within the melody and the lyrics, which I was going to say, I feel like it comes very easy to Avril Lavigne because if you didn't know, she started her career incredibly early. I think she was like 17 when she first released Let Go. I'm not exactly sure on that, but she was incredibly, incredibly young. One of those young artists that, you know, releases an album and does incredibly well. And on the Let Go album, there was songs like Skater Boy and Complicated, which obviously went, I think, like platinum, like three, four, five times. I don't know. And they just became like Canadian pop classics, which everyone knows and everyone goes crazy for. I have yet to hear them at a club in Vancouver. I feel like hearing, maybe not Complicated, but like Girlfriend. Complicated is like a little bit on the slower side, but Girlfriend or Skater Boy at the club would be so fire. I just get everyone, especially since everyone's Canadian, everyone knows the song. I get everyone bumping, everyone would be screaming, everyone would be shouting. It would be a great time. But yeah, as I mentioned, Avril Lavigne started very early in her, very, very young for her career. And I feel like she really can put that idea and that, those feelings of being like an angsty teen into her music, even to this day, because, I mean, she was writing during that time, and that's basically what she is known for, being the pop punk princess. And I honestly love supporting Canadian artists that started like that and, you know, being incredibly talented. I still have yet to talk about Miss Shania Twain herself because I love Shania Twain so much. And so does Avril Lavigne. She actually did a cover of her song. Here, wait. I can't exactly remember the name of the song. No One Needs to Know. No One Needs to Know Right Now. Love, love, love that song. I hope to one day do an episode on Shania Twain. So if you do like Shania Twain and you think I should do an episode on that, definitely let me know. And definitely let me know what album I should be doing. But we are coming to the end of the Discully episode for this week. Thank you guys so much for listening. It's honestly a pleasure. It was so fun to have house parties in today to talk about their music and just have a fun time. I really love that I have the opportunity to get to know people and be able to talk about artistry and their discography. If you are interested in seeing house parties today and you have a bit of time to go crazy at The Wise, I think you should go. It's The Wise, I think, is near, I want to say, Commercial and Pender, Hastings. So it is in East Vancouver. And if you want to have a good time, get headbanging and go crazy. Listen to Midlife Crisis. Listen to all those awesome music that we played today. I think you should definitely hit them up today. I think they go on at around 7:30, I think they were mentioning. If you're in for a good time. And just go crazy. But yeah, I think I'm going to wrap it up today with the final song on the album, Bite Me. Bite Me was one of the singles that came out. And when I first heard it, which it came out before the album was released, when I first heard it, I immediately got the vibes of Let Go. Like I said, Let Go is just one of those albums that was just so much fun. For such a young artist like Avril Lavigne to be able to produce such like a punk aesthetic, which spanned over the entire world, she's very talented and incredibly talented. But right after the show today, we have Dave Radio Presents The Eclectic Lunch, so make sure to tune in at noon to listen to that. But other than that, that's basically me for today. If you feel like reaching out to me and you want me to review an album or talk about an album, or I don't know, even if you're a musician and you want to come onto the show and just talk about your music, definitely shoot me a DM on Instagram. I am underscore Discolli, DISCOLLIE underscore on Instagram. And yeah, it's just all vibes. But thank you so much for listening again, you guys. I'll see you guys in 2 weeks for the next Discolli episode. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Avril Lavigne with Bite Me. Stay away.
So someone like me.